Peace and blessings to you. Are you looking for a place to express your concerns, your anger, what's going on in your community and your family? Well, Breaking Chains is the podcast. It's all about letting the world know that enough is enough, and it's time for you to speak up and speak out. Join us nightly, and let's break some chains by using your voice to express the concerns you have about the issues that are affecting our people, mankind, and our world as a whole. Get involved, and let's break some chains.
Riding in my Vic with bad intentions. With the thing in the trunk while I'm blazing a blunt with a mind to do wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know I should've stayed home.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Feeling good doing my thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I never thought I would change.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I came to the point where I fell on my knees and had to do the right thing.
Right thing. Lord, forgive me for being a sinner. I'm rolling, I'm drinking, I'm smoking. I'm riding pistol toting, Lord forgive me for being a sinner. I'm slanging, I'm hustling the block, and I'm dipping through cuts from the cops. Lord forgive me for being a sinner. You told me I got you, I hold you. So I fell on my knees and I told you, Lord forgive me for being a sinner. I know that I made some mistakes, but I'm human and I'm asking you today. Lord forgive me for being a sinner.
Yeah, I had a couple stacks, ride world cleaner, 22 inch flats, popping them beans. I had a 12 in the back and always seemed like I had to watch my back running slow. Creeping through traffic with my strap on the floor. Yeah, I was doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I felt like a grown man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I came to the point where I fell on my knees and had to do the right thing.
Right thing. Lord, forgive me for being a sinner. I'm rolling, I'm drinking, I'm smoking. I'm riding pistol toting, Lord forgive me for being a sinner. I'm slanging, I'm hustling the block, and I'm dipping through cuts from the cops. Lord forgive me for being a sinner. You told me I got you, I hold you. So I fell on my knees and I told you, Lord forgive me for being a sinner. I know that I made some mistakes, but I'm human and I'm asking you today. Lord forgive me for being a sinner.
After the club, you know what time it is. Gon' hop in the car, man, you rollin' with a star show there. Let me take you home.
Yeah, yeah.
It felt right even though it was wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Feeling good doing my thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I never thought I would change.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I came to the point where I fell on my knees and had to do the right thing.
Right thing. Lord, forgive me for being a sinner. Sinner.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Please, Lord, forgive me. Oh, my God. Thank you, Yah. Huh. Hey, y'all, what's going on? Oh, man, I greet you in the name of God, Father, God, Son, God, Holy Spirit, Yahuwah, his son, Yahshua, and, oh, my God, the Holy Spirit that is dwelling inside of us, I greet you. I pray all is well with you. Welcome back. Hey, man, I tell you, I had to take some time off, God said, sit down for a minute, get my head right, and get focused and get the plans that he has for me that he told the prophet Jeremiah to deliver. So it's time to go ahead and get ready and get prepared and step in and continue to break chains. And let's get together, y'all. It's time to come in unity and fellowship and do what God has called us to do. Amen. Let us get our hearts and minds together as we go before the throne of God. Thank you, Lord. Most gracious and merciful Father, Yah. We come to you right now in the name of your son, Yahshua, Lord God, in the English language of Jesus Christ. Father God, filled with his Holy Spirit, we say thank you. We thank you for another day. We thank you for all the many blessings bestowed upon us and our families. We thank you for the forgiveness and the remission of sins, iniquities, transgressions, everything just been cleaned of us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet through your only begotten son, Yahshua. And we say thank you. We thank you for the breath that you breathe into us every morning, that you just allow us to wake up showing your love, your grace, and your mercy. We say thank you. Father God, Yah, we thank you for the steps that you have ordered in our lives, the plans that you set before us. We say thank you. We thank you, Father God, Yah, for all of the things that you have coming before us that our eyes have never seen, never heard about, and have never entered into our heart, because you know the plans that you have for us. And we say thank you. Father God, Yah, as we come tonight, Lord God, I thank you for the ministry, the vision, and everything that you put inside of me, Father. And I apologize openly and hold myself accountable for not taking the steps when you told me, not moving when you told me, not stopping when you told me, being disobedient. But I thank you, Father God, Yah, for allowing another day. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for Sacred Words Ministry that was founded by my father, my daddy, Maynard Ricky Williams. And yes, thank you for allowing it to continue to move forward. And I will move the vision forward as long as you allow me to. We thank you for Young Adults Talk, Youth Foundation, this 501c3 nonprofit that you have put into my heart. I say thank you. I thank you for Rotten Apple. I thank you all for all the ministries, Rotten Apple, Breaking Chains, the Williams Group, the Williams Firm, the Williams Music Group. It's so much, Lord, and I just thank you for taking the time to sit me down and make me obey and listen. I say thank you. So as we move forward, we thank you for Pastor Dr. Lavert Kemp, our overseer and our mentor. We thank you, Father God, Yah, for all of the ministers, the reverends, the pastors, the head of the church that have come through these doors, because the doors of the church are always open, and we say thank you. We lift up Pastor Jackson, Pastor Zena, Pastor Sterling, and all of the pastors that come through these doors, Pastor Laquina. We just thank you. We just thank you. The doors are always open here. Father God, I lay myself at your feet for healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Clean me up. Heal me. Recover me. Oh, Lord, revive me. I ask that in the name of your son, Yahshua, because I am the church. This body is his temple. And I thank you. As we continue to move forward in breaking chains, we pray for all those your children out there, near and far. We say thank you. Those that are seeking you, seeking your light, we pray that your children will continue to move forward. And those that are weak will seek your strength. We lift ourselves up to you tonight. We say thank you for all things. And we ask you to allow your Holy Spirit to move. You say, well, two or three are gathered in your name. You're in the midst. And we welcome you. We welcome you as we become one and ask you to straighten us up. Get our identity right. Know who we are and whose we are in you. It's time to break chains, and we say thank you as we touch and agree in the spirit. All God's children say amen, amen, and amen. Get yourselves together. Bask in his presence. We're getting ready to break chains. Listen.
There is life in our song, healing in our wings. We are children of God, join us with the King. Do you know who you are? Tell me, can you see? Are you Lord of
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. God bless you. Welcome back. Peace and blessings to you. That's my big brother, Dre Williams. Check him out. Tightspots.org. He does that voiceover work. Anything you need, check him out. Tightspots.org. Welcome back. Hey, giving honor, all honor, glory, and praise to the Heavenly Father. I tell you, Father God, Yah, for all things. It's time to break chains. Crank it up. 858-357-9137. We are so excited to be back on the air, letting the world know and hear, stating what matters. It's time to break chains on YAT Radio. It's time to go to work. Let's go get them, y'all.
What's happening, homeboy? Yeah, I see you. Standing there struggling with it, right? Everybody struggle with it, but we don't like talking about it. Well, I'ma talk about it.
Been hurt, I've been even knocked off my feet, but I'm in crisis. chasing Christ. Worried about they he say, she say, I repeat it like a replay. I was chasing their approval like a runner in a relay. I was believing that if I got it, no doubt it'd be all good. But even if I got it, somehow it would fall through. I tried to keep standing, living by a weak standard. But even Jesus received me based on my weak merit. Lies from the pen, lies I won't forget. Lies that ruin lives and keep you blind to who you is. Saved by grace, through faith for Jesus' sake. So what you have count as lost as we press the seal.
Okay.
Nothing hollow like the lotto. Rewards from God the Father, where we should be. No matter what they say or even throw it up. Keep rolling up and pressing in and showing folks you rest in Him. See, when it's all said and done, I wanna be true to Christ. I wanna see through the proof and know it's true to life. So look to Him, give up everything to make it to Him. We're knowing fully, becoming holy as you pursue Him. For all my saints who know they say, but know there's more to gain. Keep pressing to the end when we will see Him face.
Going on, God bless you. Welcome back. It's Breaking Chains, the Special Assignment Podcast for your Monday, man. I'm excited about being back on the air. Been just waiting on this day, but I couldn't move until God said move. So we give Him our honor, glory, and praise. Thank you, Yahuwah. Thank you for your son, Yahshua HaMashiach. They know him. We know him as Jesus Christ, but you know that Hebrew came before English, right? Okay. But anyway, let me step into something. I need to go back to that song because it kind of have a purpose to what tonight is all about, and Holy Spirit just told me to play it. You know what I'm saying? Do we know our purpose? Do you know your purpose in life? Do you know your purpose? Time to go to work. It's time to put all that nonsense away, put it to the side. You call it what you want, but it's time to kick dust. It's time to break rocks. Let's go, let's go.
What's happening, homeboy? Yeah, I see you. Standing there struggling with it, right? Everybody struggle with it, but we don't like to talk about it. Well, I'ma talk about it.
So I work,
I spent my life struggling with doing this.
Just to
until the Lord set me free. Instead of blessing to please these people, I'm
gonna
bless to please
these
people. Let's get it.
Hey,
what's happening, homie? What it do, man? Don't know about you, but I'm working, trying to keep pressing, man. In life, with rhymes, I fight with people pleasing. That's Christ. This time, I'm fighting to please Jesus. I'm done with it, dog. All the lying and masquerading, the fronting and the faking. I hate it, life feels so vacant. I used to let them make it, even if it got blatant. No matter how flagrant, I let it slide like stealing faces. But now I finally get it, so I ain't ever quitting. I can't be passive and active like players that's been injured. Far from it, I've been hurt, I've been even knocked off my feet. But I'm in Christ and I want life like it's supposed to be.
I work, and I do everything I can, just trying to get him both my best. And I swear, and I grind. I used to try to learn that I can't please these people all the time. So I work, and I do everything I can, just trying to get him both my best. And I swear, and I grind. I used to try to learn that I can't please these people all the time.
Well, I ain't know wasted life, longing days of people pleasing, cause I wasn't chasing Christ. Worried about they he say, she say, I repeat it like a replay. I was chasing their approval like a runner in a relay. I was believing that if I got it, no doubt it'd be all good. But even if I
I won't forget. Lies that ruin lives and keep you blind to who you is. Standing saved by grace, through faith for Jesus' sake. So what you have count as lost as we press the seal.
I work, and I pray, and I do everything I can just trying to get him both my best. And I swear, and I grind. And learn that I can't please these people all the time. So I work, and I pray, and I do everything I can just trying to get him both my best. And I swear, and I grind. I used to try to learn that I can't please these people all the time.
See, every Christian's on the track, they're on the track. It's like a scope. Oh, we racing, never pacing. Are we running towards the goal? Upward, upward,
calling, calling,
falling, falling,
knowledge, knowledge.
Nothing hollow, not the lotto. God the Father, where we should be. No matter what they say or even throw it up, keep rolling up and pressing in and showing folks you rest in Him. See, when it's all said and done, I wanna be true to Christ. I wanna see proof that proof to know it's true to life. So look to Him, give up everything to make it to Him. We're knowing fully, becoming holy as you pursue Him. For all my saints who know they say, but know there's more to gain. Keep pressing to the end when we will see Him face to face.
And I do everything I can just trying to get both my best. And I swear, and I grind. I used to try to learn that I can't please these people all the time. So I work, and I pray, and I do everything I can just trying to get both my best. And I swear, and I grind. I used to try to learn that I can't please these people all the time.
Hey, what are you here, homeboy? You don't got my... I see you standing there messing with it, but Philippians 3 for me, baby. I'm pressing in. I'm working to see the Father. Let's look like Him. Come on.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right, all right. Peace and blessings to y'all. Honor, glory, and praise to the Heavenly Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I pray all is well with you all throughout the land, the four corners of the earth, wherever you're listening. Thank you for being there for us, listening, supporting, whatever, wherever you are on the earth, we send our love and we thank you. How about that? Breaking Chains, excuse me, Breaking Chains is all about standing up against the evil and the darkness of this evil world using the spirit realm. You understand, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, to stand up, because God let us know that at the name of His Son, the devil has to flee. No matter what you want to believe, whatever you believe, this is what we believe. We're not here to be disrespectful to anyone, but we are definitely here to bust the head of the enemy wherever he comes, whether it's personal, whether it's in our lives, your life, wherever it is, that's who it is that's trying to destroy us. So we have to unify and get in fellowship, and he say, well, two or three are gathered in his name, he's in the midst. So we have to come together in love and fellowship and unity and stand up against the enemy. How about that? And we're definitely not, we've heard people talk about we're radical, we have to change, we'll attack the church. That's a lie, because I'm the church. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not the cleanest church, the best church, but you understand what I'm saying? The scripture lets me know that I am the temple of God. You understand what I'm saying? I'm the temple. You're the temple. We are the church. It's not the building. You know what I'm saying? It's us. So I'm not definitely attacking the church. If it's anything, what I will do is make sure that I be prepared in season and out of season. Preach the word. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort. So we have to learn to come to each other out of love and stand up against the enemy. Right now, we are allowing the enemy too much leeway in our lives, in our families, in our children, in our schools, in God's house. He just feel like he owns and he has no power. And the problem is that we're going to speak about that here at Breaking Chains. So you can either, join us at 858-357-9137, blogtalkradio.com/YET radio. We got a lot of great things that God has blessed us with. So we just want to let you know that we're back. We're here. We never went anywhere. We were always praying every day, every morning, all day for you out there and for us and our families. You understand what I'm saying? We were always out there standing up against the enemy, even while the enemy was attacking me. You understand what I'm saying? The head of this ministry. You understand? And that's the thing. You know, the enemy is going to come after the leadership. and then he's going to cause the leadership of the church to come after each other. See, you need to understand what's going on out here. See, I ain't afraid to talk about it. So that's what Break and Change is all about. My name is Pastor Roderick Williams, all right? And that's what's up. Pastor Rod, Hot Rod, Rim Hot Rod, whatever you want to call me, you know, I'm going to put my face out there so you see. We need to come together. We need to come together. We are the light of the world. We are the ambassadors of the kingdom of God. You understand what I'm saying? We are his representatives in the earth. It was passed on to us. And it's time for us to know our purpose. It's time for us to get on our assignment. So welcome. Breaking Chains, the special assignment podcast is on. Do you know your purpose? 858-357-9137. What's going on with you? Welcome back, man. I tell you. It's been a long journey, but let's jump into this. Shouts out to Pastor Dr. LeVert Kemp down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, our overseer and our mentor, all of our pastors out there, our ministers of the gospel, teachers and leaders. God bless you and thank you for all that you do out there for the kingdom. And listen, let's make sure that we're doing God's work. You know what I'm saying? That we're not influenced by man to do dirt and evil towards each other. We have to stop that, because one thing about it is that Yah told Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah, to let people know in Jeremiah 29:11, let them know that I know the plans I have for them, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare, not for evil, but to give them a future and a hope. So if he has plans for welfare and a wonderful future and hope for us, why and not evil, why do we continuously allow evil to come in? If God in the flesh, as Yahshua, Jesus, in the English language, you know, I have to make that point. But listen, if he could tell the apostle Peter, disciple, to tell, listen, Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades, which is hell, will not be able to prevail against it. So, upon this rock, who is the rock of the church, the cornerstone, the foundation of the church? God. So if the church is built upon him, the church can't be moved. If the church is filled with him. Did you get what I just said? If the church is built on him and filled with him, the church can't be moved. Because listen, Proverbs 16 says that, listen, I want you to read the whole, you say, what verse, Pastor? You read the whole chapter. Proverbs 16, though, says, listen, the heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his step. Yah is in charge of everything, all things, all the time. So what is your purpose? What is your purpose? The prophet Isaiah let us know in chapter 43, everyone who is called by his name, Yah is talking to the prophet. He says, everyone who is called by my name, Isaiah, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. If we are seeking after him and filled with him, know him, accept his only begotten son who was sacrificed, shed his blood. Listen. He let the prophet Isaiah tell us in chapter 43. Listen to what he says. But now thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by my name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned. And the flame shall not consume you. Listen now. Do you know your purpose? Because, listen. Our Father, Son, Holy Spirit knows his. He's letting you know. Now listen, he said, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Cush and Seba in exchange for you. Listen now. Because you are precious in my eyes and honored, and I love you. I give men in return for you. Peoples in exchange for your life. Talking to his children. You know your purpose, brother and sister. I ain't going to hang out with you alone tonight. I just want to, you know, throw the bait out there. This is bait season, because it's our season. Are you biting the right bait? Are you getting on the right side? Are you going to the right places? Are you doing the right things? Are you doing things to please God? Are you doing things to please man? Because he said, listen now. He said, fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you. Say, oh, that's the Old Testament. Let me tell you something. We still live in biblical times. What you think? Nothing is new under the sun. Everything repeats itself. I will say to the north, give up. To the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from afar, my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, who I created for my glory, who I formed and made. Do you know your purpose, brothers and sisters? Are you still chained up in bondage? Do we still suffer from addictions and things that are not of God? I didn't say just you. I said, do we? Because no man that walks the earth is sinless, because God said, if he says it, he's a lie and the truth ain't in him. Study the word. Don't get mad at the messenger. Take it up with God. Take it up with God. God says everyone falls short of the glory. Huh. Listen now, he gave them an opportunity then. He's giving you an opportunity now. Listen, we are in a leap year. See, you know, man did a lot of things to turn things around with the time, with the calendar, days. You know, do your research, study to show thyself approved before God. A workman need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the truth. I ain't ashamed to talk about this God's word. Get mad at him. You can get mad at him. You don't like me anyway, so it don't matter. What do I have to lose? If God be for me, it can't, man, listen. If God be for you, man can't be against you. And if he is against you, ain't nothing he can do with you. Listen, you covered in the blood. His guardian angels walk with me. You remember the song? Listen, somebody over. I'm not a singer. Just songs I remember in my heart. He walks with me and talks with me along this narrow way. He lives within my heart. Do you know that? Listen now. I just want to ask you tonight, do you know your purpose? Do you know your purpose? Down in the Gulf Coast area, Mobile, Florida, Mississippi, Louisiana, Mardi Gras, you know what I'm saying? Mardi Gras ends tomorrow. You get to Ash Wednesday. Catholics, now I'm not Catholic. I went to Catholic school. I grew up Catholic school. Ash Wednesday is 40 days till Easter and all these kind of things. We talking about the Easter Bunny and all this kind of, when Christ rose. Listen, pull out calendars, man, and understand when you read and study and understand that when Yahshua was born, you know what I'm saying, Emmanuel, wonderful, you know what I'm saying? He was born outside in a manger. It couldn't have been cold. It couldn't have been December. Anyway, and then, you know what I'm saying, Easter time, you know, you talk about when he got up and he you know, he was killed and, you know, all these great things happened, yes. But man changed the calendar. Hebrew calendar doesn't speak on, because if you really look at it, on a Friday, let's do the work. Listen to me now. You just do it for yourself. Okay? So if it was after 3 o'clock, you understand? And the day actually starts. It's 6 p.m. is a new day, correct? Okay? Listen to me now. But if you say Friday, they murdered him Friday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday is not 3 days high. So they listen, man, listen. Do you know your purpose? Do you know what God's purpose for you, or are we following man's plan? Or do we know God's purpose and plans for it? Which ones are we following? Because listen to me now. It's a, man says there's 24 hours in a day. Correct? Where does the 24 hours change? In whose time? At midnight in man's time, but 6 p.m. in Hebrew. Okay? So listen to me now. So midnight starts a new day, correct? So midnight Friday night to midnight Saturday night, one. Midnight Saturday night, midnight Sunday night, hello. Midnight Sunday night to midnight Monday night, that's 3 days. It's 24 hours in a day. Do you know your purpose? Are we studying our history? Do we know the truth? Are we just quoting scripture and not really knowing the truth? Do we know our purpose? Do we know who we are? Do we know our assignment? Do we know what God has us here for? He let the prophet Israel know. Tell them, bring out the people who are blind yet have eyes, who are deaf but they yet have ears. All the nations gathered together in the people's assembly. Who among them can declare this and show us the former things? Let them bring their witness to prove them right and let them hear and say it is true. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me, no God was formed, nor shall there be any after me. Listen now. Do you know your purpose? Do you know who you are? I am the Lord, and besides me, there is no Savior. I declared and saved and proclaimed when there was no strange God among you. And you are my witnesses, declares the Lord. I am God. And henceforth, I am he. There is none who can deliver from my hand. I work, and who can turn it back? He asking you a question. You believe in money. You believe in these cars and all these false idols. But he just asks you a question. I am he. There is none who can deliver from my hand. I work, and who can turn it back? Take it up with God. You know somebody. Dr. Kip will tell you in a minute. You know somebody that can walk on the water? Besides him, God, in the flesh, Yahshua. Listen to me now. Dr. Kim want me to deliver this message. Meet me at the foot of, at the Gulf down here, at the foot of Mobile Street down there, at the point down there at the water where it crossed over there, the Gulf of Mexico and the Mississippi. When they meet us there, and we want you to get on the water and walk down the Mississippi and go see Dr. Kim for us, deliver something for us, all right? Take him some Mardi Gras candies, some fruits and candies. How about that? Woo, my God. Listen now. What I'm saying to you is that we here at Breaking Chains have been put on an assignment, be 28 years come June of this year, and we're getting ready to celebrate 15 years of Breaking Chains Media, Breaking Chains Podcast, you know, everything Breaking Chains, the newsletter, the newspaper, everything is going to relaunch, be rebirthed. You know, God says so. So it's a lot of great things, but what I wanted to say is that I had to get to a point where I had to accept my purpose, where I had to accept who I am. I had to accept that God didn't show it to me, but you know how you run? You know how you don't believe in yourself because you feel nobody else believed in you or believe in you? You don't push yourself as hard because you don't have support, and then when you get the support, it ain't the right support, but it's the support to give you that spark to keep going. But it also gives an open door to do wrong things. Listen to me, I'm just speaking about me. I'm talking about my purpose. You know? Been married, been in relationships, you know, all kind of things going on in life, been in the streets, been in drugs, been in alcohol, you know what I'm saying, all kind of things. But God had to allow that suffering that pain and suffering. He said trials and tribulations going to come. Pain and suffering going to be there. But see, it's up to us. Where's your faith, Roderick? Where's your faith, son? Where's your trust in me with all your heart? Why are you leaning to your own understanding? Why in all your ways you not acknowledging me so I can direct your path out of that situation? But you know what? Sometimes, you know what I'm saying, it's about your buildup and who you are and who God's called you to be, but you may run from it. I ran from it. Who God chose you to be, but I didn't accept it. So sometimes the hard lesson is the best lesson. When you get in dark areas, the thing that you look for is the light. Oh my God, thank you. Woo. You look for the light. When you get down and out and don't know which way to go, don't know which way to turn, you see that light. You see that opening. When God tells us don't to be anxious about nothing. Nothing. Don't get all worked up, and we do it every day. You get stressed out in traffic. You get stressed out at work, at school, at home. Just stressed out over little things. Get caught up in distractions. Pulled here, pulled there, pulled everywhere. Showing no love, showing no peace, showing no supplication, no patience, meekness, long-suffering. It's, where is it? Do you know your purpose? I'm just asking the question. Do we know our purpose? See, we too busy playing games, taking things lightly. Sinning every day thinking it ain't gonna cost you. Just being, you know, just whatever. Got nothing to do with me. It is what it is. You know, living your fleshly life in this world the way you think you got it going on and forgetting about your soul. See, that's God's spirit inside of us, networking with our soul. And we allow this flesh to have control. We sit around too much ignoring God. God say, go straight. We turn right. God say, go. Don't go down there. Turn around. We go want to go see anyway. God say, go help that brother. God say, go help that sister. They in trouble. And you pull out the phone and film it and then post it. I'm talking to you out there because do you know your purpose? Because that's not your purpose. Your purpose is not to deceive your brothers and your sisters. Because see, he told the Apostle John to let us know that, listen, you ain't choose me. I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should abide so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. And you wonder why you ain't getting it. Are you bearing fruit? An apple ain't going to bear orange. A chair ain't gonna bear plum. You better stop playing these games and picking off trees that you were told not to eat off of in the first place. Adam and Eve suffered and brought sin into the world. And then, let me tell you something, God left the throne and came in the flesh as his only begotten son, Yahshua, and listen, cleaned it up, and here we go again. Gotta do it our way. We gotta have it our way. Listen, man. You can call me what you want to. Whatever feels right. Remember that song? It don't even matter to me. Let me say something. I ain't trying to please you. I'm trying to please God. You let me tell you something. You're going to talk about me regardless. So what? I got nothing to lose. I got everything to gain, though. See, it's our season. Here's one of the problems right here. Well, so much we can just talk about when you talk about our purpose. One thing about it is, here's something. That we forgot what we were told to do in St. Matthew. What our great commission, our main purpose was. You understand what I'm saying? You listen. Forgot. You forgot the purpose. He gave us a great commission. If we believe in him, because he believes and loves us. But if we believe and trust him and give him our all and all of our trust in him is in our heart. And we know that he left the throne and came in the flesh as his only begotten son through the Virgin Mary. And Emmanuel was born. Yahshua. HaMashiach, the Savior, the anointed one. The way, the truth, and the life. And then when he left here, he left his Holy Spirit here in the church with his church, his children. Listen. So if we believe and accepted that, we know that St. Matthew, if we go into the 28th chapter, we understand that we accepted the Great Commission. Do you know your purpose? Do you know your purpose? Because St. Matthew tells you, listen to it. He say, listen, the 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountain to which Christ had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him. But some doubted. Listen to me now. Some of you out there doubting. And Yahshua came, Jesus, and he said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. So go therefore, you want to know what your purpose is? Listen to me now, he finna tell you. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. So what does that mean? That's your purpose. That's your main purpose in life. To be a kingdom builder. To be a representative and ambassador to the kingdom of God. Because he said, you didn't choose me, I chose you. That's your purpose. You're too busy following after man's purpose and his clauses and his issues and his plan. And you overlooking God because it don't matter with God. Are you serious? And you mean to tell me the most powerful entity on earth and in this world is the church, God's church. I ain't talking about just any, because that devil and Satan got a church too. he got one too. He got pastors and preachers, but they're not, you know, God's, the creator of all creation. You know what I'm saying? The devil told him that. You know what I'm saying? He wants to be great. He wants to be. I'm just speaking hypothetically. He wants to be the best. He wants to be bigger than God. You understand? How can something that's nothing turn himself into something? I remember growing up, Billy Preston had a song: "Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You got to have something if you want to be with me." Listen. If you want to be with God in eternal life, you got to have his Holy Spirit right now today as you breathe. Because nothing ain't going to get you nothing. You know that y'all here and know about Sister Amy. You know, Sister Amy do a lot of work here at the ministry. But Sister Amy, you know, she be on it. But, you know, we was talking, it was like, hey, 0 times 0 equals 0, 0 divided by 0 equals 0, 0 times 0 plus, 0, 0, whatever, going to equal 0, no matter how you get it. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. So you can't think that you putting something in and ain't nothing to God. God said that he sits high. He looks low. His ways and thoughts are not ours. So So what you thinking is one way, and it don't even, it, please. And so see, we need to know our purpose. See, if we know our purpose, we'll know how to carry ourselves accordingly. Yeah, we all get upset. We all get sometimes been out of shape. Yeah, we go through that. But when you like that all the time, no, something wrong. You got frowns on your face all the time, something wrong. You need to take a look at yourself. Take a look at you now. You understand what I'm saying? You need to go look in the mirror. If you're having a problem with understanding who you are, having a problem looking at yourself, listen, man, let me tell you something. let me speak from experience. You ever been depressed? You ever been so down that you just, don't even want to get out of bed? There are a lot of people going through mental health issues right now. Depression is one of them. There are a lot of people suffering with mental health issues, and you don't even see the signs. You don't know what they are because it's normal now. Angry all the time. It ain't always just drugs. People don't have nobody to talk to. You ain't listening. You don't want to hear it. But you want everybody listening to you. But they ain't talking about what you talking about. You want to gossip and talk about people. Nobody want to hear that crap, man. God is about to show up and show out. He's about to raise his people up, and you about to see some things you ain't never seen. We are too. But it's time for us to surrender. It's time for us to get our lives right, man. It's time to realize who we are, whose we are, where we come from, what our purpose is. Stop allowing man to pit us against each other. Really? He lets us know in 1 Corinthians 6 that, did you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you? Whom you have for God? He asking you that. He telling you, you are not your own. For you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. We fail at that every day. And we were bought with a price. We don't even belong to ourselves. Listen, man already tried to take us as soon as we got into the earth. Gave us a social security number, put a stamp on us, and trying to take all your social security, all your tax money, taking all your dollars, all your money, all your land, and then them buster punks running and trying to go high. You don't even see them no more. They moving here. They go burn stuff down. They go build stuff up so they can just take it. You still evil. You still vindictive. You still... But God said, I could just talk to you about it. I could call it out. Because, see, look, people act like they're scared to call you out. See, we know what you did to even one of your own. He just was a Democrat. Listen, John F. Kennedy, presidents, people you killed from the beginning of time because they didn't agree with you. Countries that you burned and blew up because they didn't agree with you. Leaders that you just murdered because they didn't agree with you. You understand what I'm saying? Black leaders, my ancestors from the beginning to now, you just slaughtered because they didn't agree with you. They called you out. And somebody need to call your old lying, thieving old boop, boop, boop out. I'm just being real. I know my purpose. I know who I am and whose I am. Ain't no more praying. The shackles are gone. The chains are broken, Buster. Oh, here, Pastor, he can't talk like that. Bye, 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 bye. Let me tell you something. Jesus called. Let me tell you something. He called out them all evil spirits. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I've been in the world. We know what the world is capable of. But see, I know what my God is and who he is and what he has. He said he everywhere all the time with all power in his hand. Let me tell you something. All I got to do is call on his name. And guess what? His guardian angels are with me anyway. I'm drenched in the blood. I'm standing under the blood stained banner. You can do and say whatever you got to do. But let me tell you something. You better get your mind right because he's sweeping in. He coming like a thief in the night. I ain't talking about the rapture, man. Let me tell you something. I ain't talking about that. We going to see a blessing on earth before we leave here. See, you see these big-time thieves and these so-called and these false prophets, whoever they are, God going to expose them now. They doing this and doing that. And let me tell you something. You got people in God's house, man, got lights, water, food, whatever, and people out here living in big cars and fancy things, and then talking about God's blessing me. God is blessing you to bless others. Even that, the money was thrown at the apostles' feet and everything. They blessed the people. When you going to bless the people? Let me tell you something. All you rich billionaires, if you would just give everybody somebody $1 million, the world will change. You don't want the world to change. You don't want the best for people. You want to put us under control and enslave us. But God got us. And we breaking the shackles because we breaking chains. Right here, it's a special time. I'm Pastor Rodney Williams. Pastor Rod, we ain't playing with you no more. We through with it. Let's break chains. Let's go get them.
I've been at it for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now. Yeah. Yeah. I've been at it for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now. Yeah. I've been at it for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now. Ain't no shackles on me down, no. No. Ain't no shackles on me now, no. And it ain't nobody pulling me down, no. Not even no devil pulling me down. Man, I worship a mountain mover. He done may be a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory, but he done taught me. Ain't no shackles on me now, no. Ain't no shackles on me now. Wake up and I put my armor on. I do that by coming boldly before the throne. It's mandatory, my deepest is God alone. I feel the spirit, it's like fire in my bones. Don't get me wrong, I go to church a lot. But that ain't the reason for my relationship. But God is just, he brought me through a lot. When that kind of priority see on top. And I worship like I'm gone mad. Give it all like the last stand. Threw my past in a trash can. Ain't got nothing to hide like an hourglass. Keep it holy like I'm supposed to. Down for Jesus like a foe fool. God is good to me like soul food. And that's why I love him so I tell him ain't no shackles on me down, no. No. Ain't no shackles on me now, no. If you're free, put your hands up. Yeah, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Let the people see that you're free, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Yeah, go ahead, put your hands up. If you're really free, let me see. Cause the people need to see that you're free, put your hands up. I'm radical, can't help that I'm teed up. Been a bounce bad like a re-up. And I'm going hard in the pain. And I represent the same like a crypt doing seize up. Light of the world, people need us. Yeah, it's in the scripture, people need us. But the thing is, when they see us, they don't really see us. They looking at Jesus. And he said that if I be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him. So I looked at my cross and I'll pick it up. And I'ma follow him all the way to the end with a grin. Cause I know in the end that I win and I'm in. Cause he saved me from sin and he's seated on the right hand. I lifted up and he's living in me. Can't you tell that I'm free? Ain't no shackles holding me down, no. No. Ain't no shackles holding me now, no. Up with my renewal, bring back to my memory what he done told me. Ain't no shackles holding me down, no. Ain't no shackles holding me now. Yeah, go. If you're free, put your hands up. Yeah, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Let the people see that you're free, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Yeah, go ahead, put your hands up. If you're really free, let me see. Cause the people need to see that you're free, put your hands up. Ain't no shackles on me down, no.
No.
Ain't no shackles on me now, no.
No.
And it ain't nobody holding me down, no.
No.
Not even no devil's on me now. Cause man, I worship a mountain mover. He done may be a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me. Man, I worship a mountain mover. He done may be a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me. Ain't no shackles on him and down, no. 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 Ain't no shackles on him and down, no. No. Jack.
goes gonna mean down, no.
God bless you. It's time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. So suit up in your full armor of God with your host, Pastor Roderick Williams, as we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Welcome back, man. We're stepping into the second hour. Peace and blessings to you. All honor, glory, and praise to our Heavenly Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Oh, man, I tell you, thank you for joining us, man. Thank you for hanging out with us. And those that's been sticking around, man, for almost 28 years with Young Adults Talk, oh, man, God bless you. And those that's been with Breaking Chains for almost 15 years, woo-wee, man, thank you. But God is about to take us to another level. And Breaking Chains is just excited. And we are truly blessed about what God is doing so that he may use us to get all the honor, glory, and praise. Shout out to our overseer and our mentor, the pastor, Dr. Levert Kemp, to all our overseers and heads of the church, God's shepherds of his house. And let me give a piece of advice to you false prophets out there. Stop listening to those head false prophets that you listen to, whatever you call them. But get yourselves together because, listen, y'all, you know, religion and all of the separation when there's one Lord, one church, one baptism, and we scattered all over the place. But he let us know that when he left here, you know, when the Son left and resurrected back to heaven to sit on to the right hand of the Father, sending back to heaven. Listen, he knew that all of his children would be scattered, and we got scattered, and we got in a lot of trouble. A lot of us got lost, and a lot of us today are still not found. And a lot of us don't know our identity and our purpose. And my brothers and sisters, all this about here, Breaking Chains, man, is just breaking loose from these grips of the devil. You know what I'm saying? The devil's grip. And get into the hands of God. Because once you release everything over there and choose the light instead of the darkness, good over evil, then we you have a better identity of yourself and know your purpose. And then we'll be able to grasp and accept our assignments with no issues, because we'll know our purpose, we'll know our identity. And when you kidnap a person at a young age or take them from their environment and take them somewhere totally different, you enslave their minds, because then you're able to teach them things that, you know what I'm saying, they don't know. They're learning everything new, so you can teach them evil. You understand what I'm saying? But then you teach them evil and they have no choice, because they see you hanging, killing, and murdering their brothers, their sisters, their children. I'm just speaking the truth. You know, you talk about February, you give that as the shortest month of the year to celebrate, you say, Black History Month. But isn't this something that this year, 2024, it's a leap year? That should say something to you evil people out there. That should say something to God's children. You know, yeah, we're not into, those cliches and all this kind of stuff. But we definitely know God's word. We know when the season, all seasons are God's seasons, but we know when God is about to make that special move. See, this is chess, not checkers. This real. This ain't a game. And you've distorted the mindset of a lot of people, black and brown, murdered, killed, slaughtered. And the blood of my ancestors cry out from the earth, and God still hears them, and he hears my cry too. See, I can't speak for anyone else, but I can speak for me, because God gave me the ability. You understand? One thing that I want you to know is that you got a lot of rules and regulations in the earth that are evil and deceitful and crooked. And you think that no one can hold you accountable. So you're preparing to run and get set up somewhere underground and, oh yeah, I know about it. People put things out there and you let them know it ain't real, and you know what I'm saying? You know, you call people crazy and everything, but you're doing things with people's money. Taxpayers. But you don't have the right. But who's going to hold you responsible? You listen. I heard one of these politicians say something the other day on TV talking about these men running for president and they old grumpy old men. All of them grumpy old men, thieves, liars. A lot of them deceitful. And but you as the taxpayers are the foolish ones to keep putting those thieves in there. And you're wondering why things ain't going right, and you're wondering how they get to live so lavish. They're inviting their corporate friends and their rich friends to run America. They're allowing their friends of corporate America and big-time gamers and social medias that create, invent, to use this world as one of their games and start wars and do things to manipulate and deceive the people. Time up. You should be ashamed of yourself for deceiving the people that elect you to go in to protect them and to take care of them. And you're on the side of the enemy. But you always need to remember that God in the flesh said that the government was on his shoulders. So he got you. I just pray that you're one of the ones that's on the good side. On the right side. Because there's a lot of you foolish ones allowing bad to be good and good to be bad. And you know it's good. And you know it's bad. But you choose to fit in. You choose to allow things to be done that shouldn't be done. You are, listen. You allow false prophets to stand up in God's house and lie and deceive the people. You allow politicians that are liars and thieves to deceive the people by casting the vote, and you other ones are just as ignorant by allowing yourself to stay at home and not vote. But you keep forgetting something very important. God knows his purpose. God knows your purpose. Whether or not you choose to know it, that's on you. See, God said, I knew you before you entered into your mother's womb. God knew whether or not you were going to be good or evil when he created you. Because of the inheritance of your family, of the bloodline, of which side they chose. That because they chose the evil side in the beginning don't mean that you got to stay there today. But you don't want to repent. You want to continue to lie. You want to take history, real history, and turn it around and make yourself look good and make the black and brown man look bad. Knowing that the black and brown man are the ones that are the original man and the kings and queens, because you evil ones come from the... Lord, you come from a black man and a black woman. I was about to tell you something. I'm just saying. You don't want true history to come out, and this is Black History Month, huh? Black History Month is every day. All day. You heard me? Seriously. Everything in this world, everything on this earth comes from a black man, black woman. Everything. Everything? Everything. Did you say Jesus is God? Yes, I said Jesus is God. Because God says that He is Jesus in the flesh. Oh, man, this. Do you know your purpose? And if not, take some time to find out your purpose. Put away all the foolish things, man. Get away from all the nonsense. All that. Okay? Get away from it. You know. And listen. In Michael 6, listen what the scripture says. He has told you, oh, man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? Is that much to ask of you? Listen, Mardi Gras going on, you walking humbly and close with your partners, with your weed, your drinks and all that. Listen, man, ain't none of us perfect, man. Listen, what's up? Ain't no big deal. You do what you do. But don't be trying to straddle the fence, because God said, hey, you either hot or cold, because lukewarm, I spit out of my mouth. And once God spits you out, turns back on you, you done. It's over. Your elevator going down straight to hell. And listen, it ain't going down. You staying right here. Because, see, we going up. Let me take it. My elevator going up. I'm going to meet him in the sky. Caught up in the rapture. Remember Nita Baker say, caught up in the rapture of love. That's God's love. That's the rapture. But anyway, listen, man. Find out your purpose. Breaking Chains coming back with a vengeance, man. God said the vengeance is his. His word is alive and active, like a double-edged sword. We using this sword. We swinging the sword, man. This is real. We coming for it. We getting this line up ready. We getting this line up ready, and it's gonna come. See, you waiting on me to tell you when. So you didn't even know we was gonna pop in until I put it on. See, it's a lot of people out there that pray P-R-E-Y against you. Everybody ain't P-R-A-Y praying for you. See, I don't worry about you anymore. see, you know what I'm saying? I have to pray constantly for the ones that are supposed to be close to me and say they love me, to not to let that bother me when they let you down, when they lie to you, deceive you, won't even lift a finger to help you, to do God's work. It's a lot of people, man, that are close to you, man, that look at your past and hold you guilty of your past, and God said that he forgave me, and they won't forgive you, so they got to deal with God. Well, then they got to make the choice of whether they're going to heaven or hell. That ain't on me no more. See, if I offended someone and I made my attempts to say I'm sorry, I apologize, hey, I hold myself accountable, it's done, man. Especially if I brought it to you and brought it to God and was sincere, and I know I'm sincere about it because I don't play with God. You know what I'm saying? It took me a long time to answer this call. Phone been ringing a long time. I answered. But I'm glad I did. But most importantly, I was glad of his patience. I was glad of his love, his mercy, his grace. Oh, my. But one thing I ain't going to do, I ain't going to allow you. You can't do it no more, man. Thanks, God, to keep his angels of protection around me and my family and my loved ones. Where I lay my head, everywhere I go, everything I do, that he is present, that his guardian angels are around us at all times, protecting us from the evil that is lurking. Oh, my God, we just ask you to cover us as we step out the doors, Lord God. Cover us on the jobs, in the cars, wherever we are. Be with us and protect us. Drive with us down the streets. Be with us in the job, in the home. In your house, in the store, wherever we are, take care of our children, the grandchildren, all of our family members, Lord God. Be your will. Let your will be done in our lives. Have your way. Show them the identity, Lord God. Show them the purpose. Thank you for allowing me to be on my assignment to bring you glory, to bring you honor, to bring you praise. Continue to strengthen me. Heal me, renew me, rekindle this fire, because it's burning. It's a burning shell up in my bones, and I thank you for it. I thank you. Honor, glorify, and praise you. In the name of your son, Yahshua, I thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Yahweh. Thank you, Yah. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Another homie feeling like the world coming down on me. Gotta pull together, I'ma push through. Gotta press on, that's what I'ma do. I'm a big strong-minded fella too. Face a big storm with a look anew. No life jacking in my nose running. It's just life practice, I'ma grow from it. If I lose weight and got no money, still I'm on top cause it's grace on me. My inheritance is bigger than anything I can spend in my name on it. Plus I'm blood-bought, justified. Salvation is the reason I'm alive. Salvation is the reason I'm arrived. It's God or nothing, baby, do or die. Nothing can fade.
pavement, long as the inside. And I'm killing the flesh, call it suicide. So I'm earning my crown, earning my stripes. God got me some wings, one day I'ma fly. So no matter the test, no matter the trial, the valley, the hill, or the mount climb, I'ma push through like that last rep on that bench press. Cause I got to, and I'm on it.
I've been waiting for this for a long time and I want it. It's been too long to give up now and I want it. Gotta bite down cause it's crunch time and I'm on it. Cause I want it. I want it. You said it'll give it back to me, press down and I want it. Shaking together, running down and I want it. Gotta speak, believe and receive it now and I'm on it. Cause I want it.
Look. Necessary. Man, it's right here, so necessary. I do it all for my legacy. Create a pedigree that will be legendary. Giving up, it's not in my itinerary. Fighting till they put me in a cemetery. I'm a visionary and I'm standing on the word like my feet on top of a dictionary. I need something that's beyond the commentary. Give me revelation, that's how I'ma stand. Without a spirit, I'm just a man. Like the walking dead, call it body bag. When I'm moving on, it got a lot of gas. Staying strong like I'm calling muscle. Staying in his presence where the power at. Seeking what is will, it's on my knees and knuckles. He's the one I'm calling on when I'm in trouble. Let me give me power when I'm facing struggles. He was calling me a king when I was nothing. And he also see me clean when I was dead. And man, I hold it to him. You might not understand it, but I promise I hold it to him. And I'ma prove it through my life that God is ruler. Man, I'm on it.
I've been waiting for this for a long time and I want it. It's been too long to give up now and I want it. Gotta bite down cause it's crunch time and I'm on it. Cause I want it. I want it. You said it'll give it back to me, press down and I want it. Shaking together, running down and I want it. Gotta speak, believe and receive it now and I'm on it. Cause I want it. I've been waiting for this for a long time and I want it. It's been too long to give up now and I want it. Gotta bite down cause it's crunch time and I'm on it. Cause I want it. I want it. You said it'll give it back to me, press down and I want it. Shaking together, running down and I want it. Gotta speak, believe and receive it now and I'm on it. Cause I want it.
Necessary, man, it's right here, so necessary, necessary, man, it's right here, so necessary, necessary, man, it's right here, so necessary. I do it all for my legacy, create a pedigree that will be legendary. Giving up, it's not in my itinerary. 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 I'm a visionary and I'm standing on the word. I'm standing on the word. I'm standing on the word. It might be no type of a dictionary. Giving up, it's not in my itinerary.
It's Breaking Chains with Young Adult Talk
on YAT Radio.
That be us, y'all. Hey, peace and blessings to you. All honor, glory, and praise to the Heavenly Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Hey, man, I pray that all is well with you. I pray that it says something tonight that broke some chains in your life, man. Give you something to think about. Find out your purpose. Know your identity. You understand? Find out who you are, whose you are, and what your purpose in life is all about. And what is your assignment? God gave you one. St. Matthew, your great commission. If you're his child, you got an assignment. You got work to do. You're a kingdom builder. See, we got to go in and break chains and then kingdom build. So you got to go in sometimes to tear things down and be rebuilt. See, sometimes you got to say, God, I need you to just clean me up and rebuild me from the inside out. That's what I've been asking for. He's been doing it. And let me tell you something. I've always used this scenario here. You know, there's some type of trees and plants and stuff you have to prune to get them ready. You know, listen, God has to prune us too. He got to clip some things of old and some things of dirty and things and people and places and things up off of our lives. And listen, a tree can't cry and tell you that it hurts and stop. But listen, you're going to feel everything that God is removing out of your life that you've been trying to hold on to. You're going to feel everything that God don't want around you, everybody that he won't go on, every place that he don't want you to go to no more, everything he don't want you to do no more. And then guess what? He's going to put a newness in you. You understand what I'm saying? He's going to fill you with his Holy Spirit. You understand what I'm saying? You're going to have to repent first, and then he's going to remove, and then he's going to remove and then replace it with him and then restore you. You know what I'm saying? You got to want that. in order to receive it. See, in order, and listen, you got to ask to receive. See, there are no mind readers that can tell you what you, just look at them and they know that what you want. God said he'll supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. So let's get ourselves together. Know your purpose. Know your purpose. Get involved, man. Get involved. We want to hear from you. Email us. Send us in your prayer requests. Send us in your comments, some concerns. To our email, WeBreakingChains, with an S, WeBreakingChains@gmail.com. WeBreakingChains@gmail.com. Check us out, blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. Our website at youngadultstalk.org. We'll be back up soon, man. I tell you, man, we rebuilding, man, getting renewed, restored. So it's been good. It's been good. It's good. But the Cash App is up. You want to bless the ministry? $YATLIVE. All capital letters. $YATLIVE is yet live. And we are a nonprofit 501c3 foundation. And we do have a P.O. box. You want to write us a big check? We accept those too, you big time corporations out there, you billionaires. Won't you send us some help down here, man, and let us do great work for the Lord and kingdom building, help our families out. You can send that check, though, to Young Adults Talk Foundation, P.O. Box 70033, Mobile, Alabama 36670. Let me tell it to you again. Send your checks, Young Adults Talk Foundation, P.O. Box 70033, Mobile, Alabama 36670. You need to write it off. We are a nonprofit 501c3 foundation. How about that? Oh, man. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll be coming on, as far as we know, everything is still lined up. We're getting this thing back together, and it's grateful, man. We're going to come back with a boom. We're just getting the kinks out, the sound system and everything, just getting everything right. Tomorrow, History Talk with Pastor Dr. Levert Kim, going to come in and get a History Talk on there at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Come on in and talk about history, real, true history. And then Wednesday, we're getting ready to get amped up again. I'm going to have P31 Ladies coming back here soon. The Men of Valor on Thursday, 7 p.m. right here. And we're getting something geared up for our young people again. We're getting something. Oh, yeah, that's going to be pretty good. I'm going to leave that right there. And don't forget, every Saturday morning, we may come on the air, but our conference line and our Breaking Chains line is always up with prayer, prayer, praise, and worship. And communion. We come together for a few minutes, man, and pray and worship God and give him praise and have communion together and touch and agree in the spirit. And then on Sunday, we're getting ready to bring back Raising the Sound. All of you independent artists out there that are doing gospel rap, spiritual or gospel or jazz, Sunday evenings will be your night. Send your music to us. WeBreakingChains@gmail.com. WeBreakingChains@gmail.com. And if you want to mail it to us, the P.O. Box is up on the website and everything. Go check it out. P.O. Box 70033, Mobile, Alabama 36670, the Young Adults Talk Foundation. Sunday nights, Raising the Sound, be featuring independent artists and artists that will love the music to be played on Sunday evenings and featured. That's what we're dedicated for Sundays, because we're breaking chains. We're doing it. We're bringing back, letting the world hear, stating what matters, and we're breaking chains. Pastor Roger Williams, God bless you all. Let us pray. Most gracious and merciful Father God, Yah, we just thank you for another opportunity through your son, Yahshua, Lord God. We thank you for allowing his Holy Spirit to be felt. You say where two or three are gathered in your name, you're in the midst. And we pray that something was said and done and touched the people all over the four corners of the earth, Lord God. Something was said to touch their hearts and broke the chains. Father God, we thank you for the leadership of this ministry, Lord God. We thank you for the vision. I thank you for blessing me from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Continue to watch over my family, my loved ones, Lord God. And even, Father God, we pray for our enemies, Lord God. You say even love your enemies. Father God, they out there. And Father God, we thank you for placing their heads of protection around us, Lord God, to keep them knuckleheads out. We thank you, Lord God. Father God, Yah, we thank you for keeping us on high, Father God, on you. And continue to allow us to break chains. Father God, we move for you. We honor, glorify, and praise your holy name as we glorify you tonight. All God's children say amen, amen, and amen. We thank you, y'all. We thank you for turning us.
In you, O Lord. In you, O Lord. You alone, oh, when you alone.
with a smile from ear to ear. Jump in the shower, brush my teeth, wash my face with a rag and put on my black gear. Just for my collar, got the Lord on my mind as I swag and I'm praising only him. Even though I'm walking through the valley with a shadow of death, I'm yelling, what diva can I fear? On the real, I believe in a man. I can do a whole lot with just the faith of a mustard seed in a man. I got the faith that it's turning the situation, the face and the rhinos going down, cause I put my life in his hand like a mic on the sand. Man, I'm telling you, I ain't running from him no more. I'ma do what I gotta do to let my light show, cause I know eternal life ain't tripping me like I go. On the real though, super ill floors for the gaming. I'ma be whatever I gotta be, longer God in it. When they give me the orders, I'ma go handle my business. And I'ma pull out the mission to stop the lie finish. It's on nine, feel like somebody forecast on me cause I'm on fire. When it comes to the word of God, call me Einstein, cause I'm in it, flipping through these pages like a gymnast. When you're sticking with all of your heart and no limit to what it's revealing, consider it in your heart and dealing with situations with the wisdom of God. I don't have to fight no battles, I just give them to God. He gave me the grace to help when never living get hard. He's a true source, pulling out like a new Porsche, looking at the past in the rear view. I'm just a living testimony of God's grace and mercy, on a mission delivering the good news. What about you?
In you alone.
God bless and thanks for listening to Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Listen every night as we live stream on www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. Or call in live 858-357-9137. Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Leaving a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.